Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1.
All right, you got to hear about this bride who's gone viral. She asked her friends to RSVP for her wedding before he even proposed. Did he know she was doing it or not? We'll get into it here and get you in the loop.
Brandt has reportedly suffered a data breach that could have exposed customers' calling history. Said millennials, calling history? Oh, that's fine.
Getting you up to date with everything you need to know today.
And probably a few things you don't.
The Jeff and Jen Show is getting you in the loop.
We'll start off with a couple of local stories. A school in Rockdale County is going to be shut down for 2 days due to a bad case of the stomach flu. Oh. There's over 100 students that have the virus. So I guess it would be a scene out of a movie, right?
Yeah, what's the hope with that? That if we just keep everybody apart, it'll run its course and it won't be like one of those norovirus things that just go person to person to person to person and then...
Well, if you've ever had the stomach virus in your house, you know it's really hard to avoid getting it. It's just like it makes its way around every member of the family, and it doesn't show up until around 12 or 48 hours after exposure. So for this school, it just kept showing up and kept showing up and kept showing up for all these kids. So they say they're planning to reopen on Friday, but they have asked kids and parents... parents have their kids stay home from Pine Street Elementary. They're going to be closed today and tomorrow while they fumigate and try to stop this virus from going around.
So many Clorox wipes.
also locally, AJC is reporting that Gwinnett County has shut down the MARTA referendum. I know that was a big talk there, but they're not doing it. All right, Wendy Williams came out on her show yesterday and told her audience that she has been living in a sober house.
I have been living in a sober house. After I finish my appointments, I am driven by my 24-hour sober coach back to a home that I live in the tri-state with a bunch of smelly boys who've become my family. Doors locked by 10 p.m., lights out by 10 p.m., so I go to my room and I stare at the ceiling and I fall asleep. To wake up, to come back here to see you.
So she's been away from her show for a little while and now coming back and admitting this. Lots of folks responding online saying how proud they are of Wendy Williams for taking this major step, for sharing it with her audience, that her journey is going to inspire so many people in the same situation, that she's using her voice for good.
That's good.
I didn't really quite understand what is a sober house.
If you think it's different than rehab, in that you aren't necessarily going, like, you live your own life. Like, you don't go to rehab, go to meetings, discuss all the addiction, but you are...
Rehab is like lockdown, right? Like, you go there to get get treatment.
I know people who've done outpatient rehab as well, but a lot of those people will live in a sober house while they're doing it because basically you are removing any temptation to participate in it, and you have people checking up on you. Like, it's...
Because you don't trust yourself yet.
Right.
So this is giving you a chance to get some more time under your belt.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. I didn't understand exactly what that was. All right. Toy Story 4 has just released its first full-length trailer.
Bonnie made a friend in class.
She's already making friends.
No. She literally made a new friend. I want you to meet Forky.
Hi.
It is going to have a June release. Janine, you grew up on Toy Story.
Yay!
How do you feel about a Toy Story 4?
I mean, I trust the makers of Toy Story. Honestly,
okay.
I wouldn't trust a fourth movie of anything but Toy Story because the third one just made my generation's life and everyone else. And I saw the trailer and Bo Peep is the most adorable. I'm actually really excited.
Isn't like Woody elderly in AARP now? Right.
Woody's getting Botox at this point. All right. And here is a woman who has gone viral because she asked her friends to RSVP this year for a very special event, which was her wedding day. but she's not engaged yet. Okay. So this friend posted, she's like, hey, my friend just asked me to RSVP to her wedding, but she's not yet engaged and she's not calling it a wedding. She's calling it an event. So this has sparked tons of conversation online. Like, did you start planning your wedding before you even got engaged?
So she said, do they know, are they 100% certain that it's a wedding?
Yes.
Like, okay.
Yeah, because they asked her, they're like, well, what is this event that you so desperately need our RSVP for? And she's like, well, it's my wedding. And they're like, oh, congratulations. Did you get engaged? And she's like, no, not yet. He's going to propose. I know he's going to propose. We've talked about it. He said it's coming. So I'm just getting a jump start on planning the wedding. Is it? But see, now it sparked this conversation about people being so practical. They're like, okay, well, if the couple has discussed it and they're going to get married and she wants it to be this year or for whatever financial reason, she wants to plan far enough in advance, this is actually smart.
Is it? Or is it psycho?
Does
that's
her
what
not
a lot of people are also saying.
Yeah, how's her fiance feel about that?
They don't know yet. They haven't gotten a hold of him.
Yeah.
So. He's not even the fiance. He's her boyfriend.
How's her boyfriend? Yeah, because he's still
he hasn't proposed yet.
He is presently running like Forrest Gump did. He's just out there, his beard is long, and he's just zigzagging the country.
We should ask if anybody was ever totally confident that they were going to get engaged, and then they didn't.
Oh, no.
Big old like, letdown there.
That would be, I'm writing that down. Could you imagine if you were so confident that you are holding the venue?
Holding the date. But
holding
then the proposal just never shows up.
And you didn't tell anyone, you didn't tell your boyfriend, because, you know, whatever, but you held the date, you got, and he just never proposed. They came and went.
That would be hard to admit, so I think that might be finding a needle in a haystack.
It would only take one call.
All right, now you can't consider yourself in the loop.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.